From there, he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and didn't want anyone to know he was there, but he couldn't escape notice. But a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, immediately heard about him, and she came and she fell down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But he said to her, "Let the children be fed first. It is not right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table will eat the children's crumbs." And then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home. She found the child lying in bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre, went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "Ha! He's done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak."